This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The latest revision of third quarter GDP finds the U.S. economy growing even faster than we'd thought this summer, 3.1%. Let's dig into that for a minute with Diane Swonk, chief economist at Mesirow Financial. She is with me live from Chicago. Hi, Diane.
Good morning.
So GDP breaking the 3% barrier is kind of nice, but what do you see going on behind that number?
Well, the dirt is always in the details, and although the good news is consumers spent a little more than we initially thought last month, and we saw some more housing activity. That's great. The bad news is we also saw more government activity and more inventories that'll go away. That's a drag on the economy in the fourth quarter. And investment, that backbone of our future growth, actually declined more than we initially thought. So although it was revised up almost a 0.5% higher, the actual underlying growth pattern going into the fourth quarter is fairly weak.
We will get that fourth quarter GDP estimate before we know it. And what does it really say about where we're going from here?
Well, where we're going from here could be we're at a fork in the road. We could be going on a much stronger path, but all depends on fiscal policy and the fiscal debate that's playing out right now in Washington. And I'm sort of reminded of an old Star Trek episode that I recently watched with my son where the good half of a personality decided to sacrifice himself and wrestle the rest of eternity in a time warp with the bad half to restore balance to the universe. The only problem is I can't figure out which is a truly good half of our elected officials to offer up to sacrifice to put in that time warp to get us all back on balance.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at Mesirow Financial. Live long and prosper.